broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside. The great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening, whether you're stuck in traffic, doing a little Christmas shopping as we're now 8 days away from Christmas, is that right? Yeah, maybe you're out there doing a little Christmas, Christmas shopping today. I had to go out and do a little bit of Christmas shopping today, and I don't know how people do it all the time. I know people who are, like, they've been Christmas shopping for weeks. I don't know how you do it. Having to deal with traffic and some of the people out there, folks getting mad at you for your being in the way. It's just, oh my goodness. It's can be cutthroat out there trying to get some stuff. And so we're 8 days away from Christmas. No matter where you're listening to us from, stuck at work, at home, on the way to pick up Christmas stuff. Maybe you're going on to a Christmas party this evening. We're just glad that you've tuned in today. We've got a lot to get into. We'll visit with Kim Sansom here in just a little bit. Silver Spur Trade Show, Gun and Blade Show, coming back to Lubbock in the first weekend of the new year. We'll tell you all about that. We've also got quite a bit of stuff to get to locally and nationally as well. You've got the Trumpster making an announcement tonight, and it may be kind of a two-parter. It might be some of the big accomplishments that Trump has made in the first year or so, almost a full year in. He may also, as far as we're seeing, talk about war with Venezuela. Yeah. Is that something we're ready for? Is that something we want to see? So we've got all that going on. We've got some businesses around the state that have decided to close down. We'll talk about that. We've also got, new polling data on possible hypothetical matchups going into 2028. It doesn't really matter, but it's kind of fun to take a look at and see when it comes to that those polling details. And we've got news about that whole county judge Jason Corley thing going on at the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court. The brouhaha that's happening at the Lubbock County Courthouse. The state of Texas, or at least a representative of the state, has weighed in, and the county judge is probably not too happy about that. So we've got all that to get into. We've got a court hearing Friday morning regarding all of this, and it's going to be quite something to see over the next couple of days. But we can get into anything that you want to talk about here on the program. You've had to listen to everybody else have their say on all the important issues of the day. Now it's your turn, your opportunity, whatever you want to talk about, whatever issues you want to get into, let's hear from you. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can also weigh in on the app chat. Just tap the app, send us a message that way. We're also available on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on social media. And then you can also give us a call at 1-800-687-0790. 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. We'll say hi to Nick here in just a little bit. But before we do that, it's very important that we go to the phones and we get to visit with Kim Sansom of the Silver Spur Trade Show's Gun and Blade Show, coming back to Lubbock, not this weekend. Don't get confused. Usually we have her on the week of the event, but we're not going to be here next week or the week after. So, Kim, we get to talk to you a little bit in advance, and we get to find out what's going to be going on the first weekend of 2026. How are you today?
That's right. Well, we're good. How are you?
Doing great. Ready for we're getting close. You know, I mean, I can't believe we're 8 days away from Christmas. It truly doesn't feel like it. I was looking at the forecast earlier. It's supposed to be like 80 degrees on Christmas Day. So
I don't like it.
It's one of those where it should be cold on Christmas. It should be chilly on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if we don't get a white Christmas, it should be at least a little bit chilly. But it'll be good for a cookout if people want to do that. What can people expect at this year's you've said before, the largest of the season is typically the first one of the year, and that is at the Gun and Blade Show.
Yes, we're always excited to start our year here in Lubbock, you know, kind of close to our hometown since we live here in Rawls. So,
yeah,
we got another full show, and just everybody will be geared up, done with the holidays, ready to get on with, you know, the year. So we're excited to start. We got lots of, you know, terrific vendors as always, guns, knives, ammo, reloading equipment, leather goods, gun bags, optics of all kinds, coins, jewelry. I mean, there's such a wide variety of stuff. All your tactical guns and accessories that you can think of, body armor, just, you know, got some Christmas money to spend, you know, birthdays coming up, something like that. So we're ready. And we're excited about the hunter education course getting picked back up.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great. And like you said, there's going to be, 2 days now of the Hunter's Education course?
Yeah, so he's going to do it Saturday and Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. And that'll be good time for your kids to get in. Learn about firearms, but it is also an absolute necessity if you were born after 1970. So it doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult.
Yeah.
If you want to hunt alone, you've got to have that.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, people can get signed up. I guess, what would you say, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website? Is that how they can sign up for that?
Yes, and we usually put a link on our website. We send it out in our email, and then we also post it on our Facebook page, Silver Sword Trade Shows.
Okay, very good. So people can go and sign up for those emails, all that kind of good stuff over at y'all's website. Of course, the event taking place over at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center. What are the times? How much does it cost to get in?
It is 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 5 Sunday. Admission is $9 for adults. Kids 5 to 12 are $1. And we have a 2-day pass for $15. So be sure and come on out. And you can always find more information at LubbockGunShow.com.
All right. And, of course, this will be just like every Gun and Blade show. You can, if you want to, bring your own firearm to sell or trade or, you know, whatever it may be. You can bring that with you,
yes.
But it has to be unloaded and go through kind of a little bit of a security check.
Yes. Safety is number one, and we do have an officer at the door that'll check and strap it so you can walk around the show with it.
Absolutely. Bring cash with you as well. It's cash to get in, and all the vendors, they'll take cash. Some take cards, cash is still king, and you got the way to get in is with cash. And every time we see people, every time the there's a line at the ATM, so bring cash in order to get in, and that'll save you some time at the ATM there at the front. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we're going to talk to you again on Friday, and we'll kind of get an update with you on just some of the vendors that are going to be stopping by.
Yes, that'll be great. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, let's do this. Kim, hang on 1 second. I'm going to place you on hold real quick. And when we come back, we'll get to your phone calls. your text messages, and much more here on the Chad Easty Show.
The Chad Easty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Easty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
To battle is to fight. To struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
As you get ready in the morning, and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News, every day, right here on News Talk KFYO.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Easty Show. Appreciate you tuning in today. Oh, MTG back into the news. It's out of the Washington Post today. Margie Taylor Greene says the dam is breaking within the GOP against Trump. In a CNN interview, the Georgia congresswoman said Trump's reaction to the death of Rob Reiner was classless, and she didn't see GOP winning in the midterms. Said that Trump has real problems within the GOP. Adding in an interview on CNN, the president's out of touch with the voters on key issues such as affordability. Green told Caitlin Collins on The Source that the dam is breaking in terms of Trump's hold on support within the party, and she expects Republicans to struggle in next year's midterm elections. Citing the backlash, Trump's comments on the death of Director Rob Reiner, the 13 House Republicans who voted with Democrats to overturn Trump's executive order on collective bargaining, and Indiana Republicans' rejection of the president's redistricting push, Green said she expects pushback within the party to grow as lawmakers enter the campaign phase of the upcoming elections. Quote, I think midterms are going to be very hard for Republicans, Green said. I'm one of the few people that's willing to admit the truth and say I don't see Republicans winning the midterms right now. Is that why you're quitting? Is that why MTG is walking away after she gets fully vested? Yeah, you know, she can quit now. She can walk away now, but she's not doing that because she's got to wait till she's fully vested. She gets pension, all that kind of good stuff. Green carved out a high-profile role as one of Trump's most vocal allies, first in the Make America Great Again movement, then after her support of America First agenda. But after weeks of speaking out against the president on several issues, Green and Trump had an acrimonious and public split last month after she joined with Democrats on a discharge position to compel a House vote calling on the Justice Department to release files connected to Jeffrey Epstein, which apparently the full files, quote unquote, full files will be released on, Christmas Eve, I guess. Trump's called Green a lunatic and a traitor, withdrew his endorsement of her reelection days after the spat. Green announced she would resign for Congress as of January 5th, has criticized the administration for being out of touch with core issues affecting MAGA voters, such as the cost of living and health care. Speaking to the Washington Post this week, Green described herself as a bellwether for who is closely attuned to Trump's base. Quote, I say it, and then within 4 to 6 months, everybody's saying the same thing. she said. I'm telling you, this woman, she really thinks that she is it. She thinks that she is it. She's that, she's the America First one. I'm telling you, she's running for president. She's going to be out there. She's going to say that J.D. Vance, he's not America First, that Rubio's not America. None of these people, none of them at all could carry Trump's, the good part of Trump, the good America First handle of Trump. None of them could do it. Only she can. It doesn't take a genius to look at the midterms and go, probably going to be bad for Republicans. All you have to do is be someone who is slightly interested in politics and knows a little bit of history to go, yeah, it's probably not going to go well for Republicans in the midterms. I mean, if that's your guess that it's not going to go well, I mean, you look at all these Republicans who are jumping ship in Congress. You got a lot of good Republicans who are retiring and saying they're done. A lot of Texans who are saying that they're done as well. And MTG, she's having, well, I mean, I'm the only one with the guts to say that it might not go well for Republicans coming up in the midterm. You're not the only one, Margie. Yeah, you're not the only one with the guts. You're right now, you might be the only one looking for a gig. You want to remain important. Remember CNN used to hate Margie Taylor Greene. They hated her. The View hated her. Now she's loved by all these media organizations. Funny how that happens. You speak out against Trump. You speak out against the Republicans. And look, you're the new it girl. It's amazing how that happened. You go from being a lunatic and crazy and trash and everything else to being the it girl. It's amazing how that happens for MTG. Amazing how the news media does that. And it's not just her. They did the same thing with Dick Cheney. They did the same thing with Liz Cheney. They did the same thing with the Bushes. You come out against Trump, and you are it. You are in the spotlight. In the interview on CNN, Greene said she only broken with Trump on a few issues, such as the release of the Epstein files, artificial intelligence regulation, and foreign workers. But he came down on me the hardest. He got real problems. He's got real problems with Republicans in the House and the Senate that will be breaking with him on more things to come. That's true. I will say that. She's right. Greene also said Trump supporters didn't appreciate the president's reaction to the death of Rob Reiner, who was found stabbed to death along with his wife in their L.A. home on Sunday. The couple's son faces two counts of first-degree murder over their deaths. Trump's comments drew bipartisan backlash, including from some prominent figures on the right. I thought that statement was absolutely, completely below the office of the President of the United States, Greene told CNN. It was classless and just wrong. Look, I will say this about the comments that Trump made. I didn't think it was needed. I didn't think it was warranted. We just got done blasting Democrats for, you know, basically celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, and there you have the president going, well, you know, he didn't like me very much, and he had Trump derangement syndrome. I don't feel bad. It's one of those where just don't tweet. You don't have to tweet. You don't have to tweet about everything. But at the same time, does it make me go, oh, my God, ooh, Trump, ooh, ooh, ooh? No, because I recognize there's a lot of good that Trump has done. And, yeah, sometimes he kind of makes you want to slam your head on your desk and go, what was he thinking? Yeah, that happens. But the good outweighs the bad. Big time. So this idea that, well, you know, all the supporters of Trump were upset about it. No, I think a lot of supporters of Trump went, eh, that's cringe. Don't do that. But a lot of Trump supporters didn't get up and go, oh, we can't support the man anymore. We can't do that. No. I don't think so. And we especially don't need to be lectured to by the left when it comes to this. Again, you know, despite what Trump may have said, if you went around and actually looked at what Republicans were putting out there, it was the very opposite way of how Democrats reacted to the death of Charlie Kirk. When we come back, we'll get into some other issues of the day, your phone calls, your text messages, and much more. You're on the Chad Hastie Show.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No. Seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you have kids? Then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
TSN headlines. Texas Instruments has cut the ribbon on the first part of a $40 billion project in Sherman. They eventually plan to have four connected semiconductor plants there. TI says it'll be able to scale up production according to demand and provide chips for things like phones, cars, and data centers. A Texas city has passed incentives for a pharma company to build a $280 million manufacturing plant. Denton says the benefits would make the incentives worth it, increasing the value of the property, generating high-paying jobs, and it could spark partnerships with the University of North Texas. The Texas Attorney General has launched a bathroom bill tip line where people can report state agencies that may be letting trans women use women's restrooms. He says the goal is to stop what he describes as woke state entities from letting mentally ill men invade women's spaces. A former softball coach has been sentenced to 75 years in prison after he was convicted by a jury of sexually assaulting a woman during a burglary. Jason Warren was also the suspect in several other break-ins. He'll have to serve at least 30 years of his sentence. Warren had previously worked for Marshall High School in East Texas. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Alan Skaya.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel and Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel and Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel and Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel and Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast. Temperatures dropping overnight through morning into the middle 40s. So the wind's going to be gusty through the evening, and that's going to help keep the temperatures in the middle 40s. by Thursday morning, but that colder air will arrive Thursday afternoon. High temperatures near 60 degrees, northeasterly wind, and 36 degree temperatures by Friday morning. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Robertson of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
Your money now. Medical supplies giant Medline delivered the biggest IPO of the year globally to date, raising $6.26 billion on 216 million shares sold. The stock opened at $35 per share after a $29 IPO price, which gives the company a $37 billion valuation. Ford has canceled an EV battery deal with South Korea's LG Energy Solution. The deal was worth about $6.5 billion. This is the latest step by Ford after announcing cutbacks in its EV operations. On Monday, the automaker announced a $19.5 billion write-down and that it was getting rid of several EV models. Wall Street was lower across the board today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 228 points at 47,886. The NASDAQ lost 418. The S&P 500 down 78. Up-to-date inflation data returns tomorrow morning with the latest CPI. We also see weekly jobless claims reported, both at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. That's your money now.
Today, I'm here with Amy Rencher, Senior Vice President of Small Business and Talent at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or the MEDC, as we like to call it, plays a critical role in really a networked statewide approach to supporting tech-based entrepreneurs and more traditional small businesses across the state of Michigan. This really is a networked approach. We see ourselves as a convener, connector, among partners to export resources, helping lift up best practice across the field, align with national standards, industry standards for best-in-class service to entrepreneurs for benchmarking purposes, for access to capital, for other growth-related milestones, hiring for the first time, hiring many people for the first time. All these things help make for a rich entrepreneurial ecosystem for which we're a key player in.
To hear more of this interview with Amy Rencher from MEDC, go to thismorningwithgordondeal.com and click on the MEDC microphone.
Join me, Tony Katz, and Fingers Malloy for Eat, Drink, Smoke, the show that talks about cigars, fine liquor, and craft beers, and what's cooking on your grill. Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 on the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right. Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Let's see. We've been keeping you up to date with what's going on with County Commissioner Jason Corley, who was thrown off the commissioner's court by Lubbock County Judge Curtis Parrish. Curtis Parrish has basically said that Corley announced his candidacy for Congress too early when Corley had announced that he was forming an exploratory committee. And basically Curtis Parrish said, that is tantamount to announcing that you're running. That apparently Corley had told someone privately that he was indeed going to run. And the judge says that is the same thing as announcing that you're running for office. Telling someone privately that you're running and forming an exploratory committee. So, right after... right after Corley had pretty much made the announcement, you had the county judge who threw Corley off the county commissioner's court, said that what Corley had done was tantamount to resigning his seat, and had put into place Mark Muir So Corley filed a lawsuit. Yeah, they're finding this out in court now. And today, Muir fired back, claiming that Corley has no right to his seat. There's a hearing scheduled for Friday morning. Mark Muir, the newly sworn county commissioner, this out of Lubbock Lights, the newly sworn county commissioner for Precinct 2 on Tuesday asked a judge to throw out Jason Corley's effort to get back his seat. On December 8th, Judge Curtis Parrish declared Corley resigned his seat moments before a county commissioner's meeting. Parrish then administered the oath of office to Muir. Well, there's been an update to all of this. The state of Texas is now asking a district court to reinstate Jason Corley as Lubbock County Precinct 2 commissioner. The state of Texas is saying that Lubbock County Judge Curtis Parrish unlawfully invoked a constitutional provision that automatically removed election officials who announced candidacy for another office within 13 months of remaining of their term. Potter County Attorney Scott Brumley, who is representing the state after Lubbock County District Attorney Sunshine Stanek recused herself from the case, filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit between Corley and Mark Muir, who Parrish appointed last week to take over as Precinct 2 commissioner until the term expires. A hearing before Senior Judge Patrick Pirtle is set for Friday in the 237th District Court on Corley's motion for a temporary restraining order to keep Muir out of that seat while the lawsuit goes forward. Parrish appointed Muir after he said Corley, who was reelected on November 8th of 2022, took office for a four-year term in January of 2023, was automatically removed from office when he became a candidate in the upcoming March primary. Parrish cited emails and text messages Corley sent in November that aligns with provisions of the Texas Election Code that define when someone becomes a candidate for office. Corley filed a lawsuit against Muir arguing that his appointment was improper, and Corley only became a candidate on December 2nd when he publicly announced his intent to run and filed his application for a place on the March Republican primary election. Now, Muir has hired an attorney to fight this out on his end. And I'm wondering who's paying for all of this. Is Mark Muir paying for his own attorney? Is he taking, I guess, campaign funds? Is he raising money for a lawsuit here? Is he getting donations from somebody? I'm not saying who, but is he getting donations from somebody? You know, why is Muir hiring an attorney at all? If you're Mark Muir, stay out of it. The only person who wants you in that seat, well, maybe some good friends of yours, but is the county judge, who is not looking too good right now. Like, I'm trying to, you know, Mark Muir, I've heard he's a very nice guy. I don't know him, but I'm sure I've met him, but I don't know him that well, but I've heard he's a nice guy. If I'm Mark Muir, I'm staying out of this thing. You know, let this be a fight between Curtis Parrish and Jason Corley. Because now there are people asking other questions, like I asked earlier, who's paying for this attorney? I'm assuming she's not doing it for free. So who's hired this attorney? Who's paying for it? Normally, elected officials don't like to pay out of their own pocket for attorneys. So does he have people chipping in here? What's going on? Paris still believes that he's in the right, as far as everything I've seen. let's see, Lubbock Lights. After the story was originally published, Lubbock Lights asked Sunshine Stanek if Paris worked with her office in making the decision to remove Jason Corley. Stanek responded, Paris made that decision on his own. So that's interesting. So you've got the Lubbock DA going, no, this is not on us. We did not make this decision at all. So we'll see how from some of the legal experts that I have talked to, they believe that this seat's going to go back to Jason Corley. And if it goes back to Jason Corley, if you're the county judge, do you show any humility at all? I mean, you're going to be viewed as someone who was trying to be a dictator here. Is that how you really want to be viewed? And if you're around Curtis Parrish and you make him even a little bit angry, does that mean he's going to find any way he can to throw you off of the county commissioner's seat? You know, if you're Rackler, if you're any of these other guys, you got to tiptoe around Judge Parrish now because he's going to find any way he can to throw you out and go put one of his buddies on the county commissioner's seat? I mean, is that where we're moving towards? Let me tell you something. If this were happening in, well, I'd say Dallas County. They got a lot of issues in Dallas County. Yeah, in Dallas County, this may not even rank as like a top five scandal in Dallas County for like the year in Dallas County. I was going to say Harris County, this wouldn't rank in the top five of all time. Okay, if this were happening in a normal county, this would be a big deal. And it should be a big deal. And if the state comes in and says that Judge Parrish acted illegally and did something beyond what he was doing, that's a big help to this Wes Huck guy who's running. And if he's gonna have a real challenge against Parrish, he's gonna need a lot of help. 806-680-2790. You can text in. Let us know your thoughts on the text line. You can give us a call, 1-800-687-0790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As we wrap up yet another year as Lubbock's longest-running radio station, we thank you for your dedicated listening and support throughout 2025. Happy holidays from the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM, KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Walsh was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife nearly 3 years ago. Anna Walsh was 39 years old when her job reported her missing in January of 2023. Last month, before jury selection, Brian Walsh switched to a guilty plea on two lesser charges of misleading police and disposing of a human body. This trial focused solely on the charge of first-degree murder. Prosecutors alleged Brian killed Anna on New Year's Eve, angry over an affair and stress over his own legal troubles involving federal art fraud. Surveillance video showed Brian buying things like cleaning supplies and new rugs. DNA on bloodstained items found in several dumpsters matched both Walsh's. Brian's search history even showed the questions best ways to dispose of a body and can you be charged with murder without a body. Anna's body was never found. The defense argued Anna suffered a sudden death and Brian dismembered her body and threw out her remains in a panic, but the jury didn't buy it. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk, 95.1 and 790. KFYO.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Coming up in the next hour, we've got the latest on Trump's upcoming big press conference that he's going to have. Are we gonna have that? Yeah. Okay. So that's gonna be at 8 p.m. Those in Lubbock, you'll be able to listen to that speech on KFYO as long as everything goes smoothly. And we say 8 o'clock. It's you never know. Around 8 o'clock, around 8 p.m. is when the president is supposed to speak. And we'll talk about maybe what he's going to be speaking about coming up in the next hour. Also, we've got AOC, a new poll between AOC and J.D. Vance that we can get to as well. Don't forget, we got, 2 days left? 2 days left for the toy drive. And so your opportunity to come out, bring out some toys. For the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, you still have time to deliver new unwrapped toys for kids of all ages, from toddlers to teenagers and everything in between. You can bring those toys out to 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. You can still, we've had people still getting on the Amazon wish list and sending us some great toys. In fact, we've got some. Some basketball goals, like little basketball goals that are coming in that are like you know when you're those basketball deals where you're competing against each other and they're netted in, and usually see them at like a restaurant or something that has games and you're competing for tickets or points or whatever it may be. Yeah, we've got thanks to Paladin. Paladin General Contractor in DFW sending us like six of those on their way. And so if you send us stuff, even if they come in after this Friday, we're still going to get them out to the Girls and Boys Ranch. So don't worry about that. If they come in after this week, if they come in next week, we're still going to get them out to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, and we appreciate all of those who have already donated. Thank you so much to those who have donated. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, I got to eat today at a Little Slice of Heaven. It's back open. Little Slice of Heaven is back open. They're not in Abernathy anymore. They moved over to Wolfrith, and fantastic place. Great place. It was always enjoyable when I got to go to the original location. It burned down about a year ago, and apparently the red tape was making it awfully difficult to reopen, so they moved it. They moved it all the way to Wolfrith and reopened. I think it was this week they opened officially on Monday, and I kind of written a piece about them reopening over at KFYO.com. I went to had some lunch today, and then the place was packed. It was absolutely packed, and had a great meal out there. And so we welcome them back. It's always good. Always good when some folks can make a comeback. And so far, so good, it looks like. So best of luck to them. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Text your way in at 806-680-2790. Mind weighing in. Your county judge sounds a lot like a bad imitation of Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard. You can text in at 806-680-2790. You can get in on any of the topics, any of the issues that you would like to talk about today. Let's see here real quickly. Want to get to this. Dan Bongino, apparently he's out. He's going to be leaving the FBI. He posted on social media just a few minutes ago. I guess it was one of the worst kept secrets out there, as even Trump earlier today said, I think he wants to go back and do his show. I don't know if he's going to go back and do a show or not. Maybe he's going to do a podcast. Who knows? But Bongino to leave the FBI. Let's see here. FBI Director Dan Bongino will resign his position with less than a year on the job after reportedly packing up his belongings and bidding adieu to his team. Quote, I'll be leaving my position with the FBI in January, Bongino announced on social media Wednesday night. I want to thank President Trump, AG Bondi, Director Kash Patel for the opportunity to serve with purpose. Most importantly, I want to thank you, my fellow Americans, for the privilege to serve you. God bless America and all those who defend her. So, Bongino out at the FBI. He never seemed happy at the FBI. He didn't really seem that happy about the gig. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and so much more. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
It's the Fox News Rundown, every Saturday morning from 5 to 6 on News Talk KFYO.
The state, the nation, the world, from a Texas perspective. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
They're puzzled in Providence. John Saucier, Fox News. Police still searching for a suspect around Brown University after a Saturday shooting took the lives of two people and injured nine. We did get an update from authorities today. Fox's Colonel Scott reports.
The second person that police are looking to talk to is not being called the suspect, but Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez said that person seen masked and wearing glasses
may have relevant information to the investigation. So we're asking the public that you can help us identify who this individual is.
Also to date, a gun has not been recovered. Colonel Perez said witness interviews are helping there.
We're definitely getting some info as far as what the weapon looked like.
Police say they are looking at people with prior ties to Brown University who could lash out at the school, but have uncovered nothing on that front. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Nick Reiner briefly appearing in the Los Angeles court on charges of murdering his parents. Fox's Kristen Goodwin with more from Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner finding Rob and Michelle Reiner died of multiple sharp force injuries in their residence. Officials say the couple were found fatally stabbed in their Brentwood home over the weekend. The couple's son, Nick, their accused killer. The 32-year-old briefly appearing in court Wednesday morning as his lawyer, Alan Jackson, was granted a postponement of his arraignment, which is set for January 7th. He's being held without bail, charged with two counts of murder with special circumstance allegations of multiple murders and using a deadly weapon. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Nick Reiner's arraignment had been pushed back this week because he was not medically cleared for the hearing. And the number two man of the FBI, Deputy Director Dan Bongino, announcing today he'll be leaving the Bureau next month. It ends a brief tenure in which he clashed with the Justice Department over the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The number two job of the FBI, the position historically has entailed oversight of the Bureau's day-to-day operations, typically has been held by a career agent. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. It's not just the glitzy new ballroom at the White House. Hear how President Trump's renovation spree is incorporating more D.C. landmarks. Also, if the numbers indicate we're still in spending mode, how is it that consumer sentiment is still suffering? We'll analyze the two trends. And the latest software companies are using to spy on their workers. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Coming up, Lee's weather forecast. Temperatures dropping overnight through morning into the middle 40s. So the wind's going to be gusty through the evening, and that's going to help keep the temperatures in the middle 40s by Thursday morning. But that colder air will arrive Thursday afternoon with high temperatures near 60 degrees, northeasterly wind, and 36 degree temperatures by Friday morning. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts in Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show, final hour of the program. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Don't forget, we continue to take your donations of toys to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. We'll be taking those on Thursday and Friday from 1 to 5 p.m. here at our radio studios, 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. That's the entire third floor. And it's the final push. So if you do have anything to donate, any toys, new, unwrapped toys, it would be much appreciated. And we'll get the toys out to the Girls and Boys Ranch on actually Friday evening. We're going to get the toys out there and get the house parents and the foster parents, all that kind of good stuff, time to go and pick out some toys for their kiddos. And I was told today that even toys that arrive right before Christmas, right afterwards, they said, look, it's you know, there's a very strong chance, just based off of history, that there will be kids placed into care on Christmas morning. And you think about that. It's very sad. Kids are taken out of really bad situations, and they arrive, and it's supposed to be it's Christmas. It's supposed to be a great day. It's supposed to be a wonderful day, and these kids obviously have not had that, have not experienced that, and you know, we're hoping that we should have enough toys to where kids who come in on Christmas Day will be able to get a gift as well. And so again, these are kids who are taken out of really bad situations, no fault of their own, not at all, and they go to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, and they deserve a great Christmas like all other kids do. Kids deserve a really good Christmas. We believe that, and so this is our first year doing the toy drive. We've learned a few things. And we've learned just how, also just how awesome the audience is of, you know, bringing in toys. I mean, just that's the one thing. God bless you. for those who have already made donations. And we know not everyone's able to. We get that. We understand it. And we know there's other, boy, there are a lot of other toy drives and everything else. And so we know. It's something that not everyone can do. And you can't donate to every group that's out there and every toy drive that's out there. It's hard to do it. But thank you to those who have done it and have donated and will be donating over the next 2 days. Remember, you can order from our Amazon wish list as well. Just go to Amazon, search for Chad Hasty under the gift registries. You'll find us, and you can have those gifts sent our way. That easy. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, it looks like he's trying to get a snack in. It's our good friend Nick. Nick, I'm sorry I interrupted you. As you looked like a squirrel, kind of eating over there, trying to hide it.
Well, I mean, it is. I'm a little offended, frankly, that you're disturbing my
your snack time,
my pre-dinner snack. Yeah, I mean, this is my time, so
I understand.
You know, the show is second. Okay, when I'm trying to eat, you know, it's.
I thought you meant just overall in your life.
Well, that too. Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm looking forward. I have leftover pasta with some garlic bread.
Okay, so you're looking forward to a little really leftover, excited. Little leftover pasta dish tonight.
Exactly, but you know what? I'm like, you know, to hold me over, I got to. Got to dip into my work stash.
Yeah.
Of goodies.
That's good. That's good. So obviously last night y'all had a little pasta. Last night you told them it's a pasta.
Well, a couple nights ago. These leftovers are on a few days.
Okay.
But
that's
all
right.
Still good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Last night we went to Santa Land in Lubbock.
Did they have pasta?
We did not have any pasta at Santa Land, no. But we took the little girl that we're fostering, we took her to see Santa and Mrs. Now, here's the deal about
like Jerry Seinfeld.
What's the deal about the? So we're in line, okay, and we were like, let's go during the weekday because it'll be slower and the temperatures are a little bit higher than what, especially this past weekend, than they were. We get out there and the temperature decides, nah, we're gonna dramatically fall.
Yeah.
Like it was, I left here and I think it was in the 60s. By the time we got out there, I think it was like 48 degrees. It was just, what happened? So, but we're in line and we, you know, the baby's all covered up. She's good. She's
sure.
in the,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
in the stroller. All, you know, just, she's got like this igloo around her.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's warm. She's having fun. She's asleep. We're out there just going, this is great. This is cool.
Yeah.
And then we're in line. We're making it halfway through the line. We're like, this is good. And then all of a sudden, we just stop. And we look, and we're like, the door's closed.
Where's Santa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Door's closed.
Yeah.
Santa's taking a break.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, there was almost a riot.
So you were always standing here at 48 degree,
yeah,
potentially
maybe
colder.
50. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was chilly, and there were a lot of kids who were just, they were ready to see Santa.
I would imagine
okay?
so.
Okay, yeah. They were ready.
Yeah.
They had spent, there were parents taking their kids out of line and going, well, just come back another time.
Ooh.
And the kids were very unhappy.
I would be.
Kids were chanting for Santa.
Yeah.
We were probably 5 to 10 minutes away from a riot breaking out. And the little elves losing control, and Santa's little workshop being overrun by very angry children, and some of their parents were angry too,
just going,
"Hey, Santa, come on,
yeah, come on,
like,
you know, yeah,
you're out here
let's
for
get this going. Yeah,
a
yeah,
few
yeah.
hours now. Come on,
yeah, it's not like you're
don't
busy.
Need a,
yeah.
Don't need a break. Come on, Santa.
Did you ever get in, or did you?
We
have
got
to turn
in.
Around?
We, okay. you know, we got right. in. We All got right. in. And Santa only took like a 15-minute break.
Yeah,
so it wasn't horrible. But it felt a lot longer, and the kids
sitting and waiting.
The kids
yeah.
were very unhappy. the baby was like, by the time we got in, there was just like, I don't even know what's going on. One,
did she wake up?
No, oh yeah, she
okay,
woke
good,
up.
Good.
Yes, she woke up.
I didn't want her to miss
not
it.
Not a crier either. She did not. She usually, you know, when you see a lot of kids who they're when they first meet Santa,
oh, they're funny.
They're just like, ah,
Their first photo's with Santa,
yeah,
and they're
she
screaming.
Was just like, whatever.
No.
Like, just, will you put me back down?
Right.
Can you do that?
I was napping.
I was in my little igloo. It was warm in there.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Right.
And so, but it was great. But it was nice. It was nice. It was good. But yeah, the kids very.
Wow.
Yeah. I was worried. I was worried that it was going to be overrun. I was worried that Santa's little tavern or whatever it was, his little workshop, not tavern.
Not tavern. Only on the weekends, man. Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's doing during the break. Maybe Santa went to the tavern during the break. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he came in. Great Santa, by the way. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
But great Santa.
Rare when they're together.
Yeah.
That is a rare.
It's very rare. Yeah. You hardly ever see that.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Because she's usually busy cooking up all the cookies and stuff. But yeah, I guess she took a break.
That's why I'm surprised if this was the middle of the week. I'm surprised that it was still so crowded.
Yeah, well, it wasn't hugely crowded. Like, I mean, you know, normally.
Yeah.
But the real line was only... to go and see Santa, and the kids just wanted to
go see Santa immediately.
They had wishes.
Well,
you know, they had wishes, and I'm sure
they wanted. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure they wanted to ask Santa, "Hey, am I on the nice list? Naughty list? Well, where am I? Can you give me a little heads up here? You know, where am I? When are things looking good?" And so yeah, it was quite dangerous last night. 806-680-2790. But hats off to the city. Did a great job, as always, out there for Santa Land. And everyone had a freezing cold time while we were out there. But it was fun. It was fun while we were there. Let's see. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get into some of the news of the day. Trump's going to be speaking later tonight. Well, I kind of go over what he may talk about. We'll be right back.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions could lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Even Santa's getting his fill of KFYO while on the job. Join the Christmas cheer this holiday season with the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Tune in Sunday evenings at 5 for Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream right here on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics that we've gotten into today. Speaker Johnson eking out a health care bill victory after House GOP Obamacare rebellion. House Republicans passed a bill they say will lower health care costs for a broad swath of Americans by 11%. It's a victory for Speaker Mike Johnson, who has been managing deep divisions within the House GOP on the topic of health care and insurance premiums, set to spike across the nation in a matter of weeks. One glaring issue that remains unresolved, Obamacare subsidies, which were enhanced during the COVID pandemic, but are set to expire at the end of this year. The legislation passed 216 to 211. Just one Republican, Thomas Massie, voted against it, along with all House Democrats. The bill's passage came hours after a group of moderate Republicans joined Democrats in a petition to force a vote on extending subsidies for another 3 years. Which at that point, you still want to get rid of it because you need to have elections around the corner. A discharge position, a mechanism for overriding the will of the House leaders to get a chamber-wide vote on specific legislation, provided it has support from a majority of lawmakers, set up the legislation for a vote sometime in the new year. Each of the four House Republicans made clear that backing Democrats' bill was not their first choice, but they felt they were left with few options after Johnson made it clear this week that there would not be a separate vote on extending the Obamacare subsidies before the end of the year. The House GOP bill, the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, includes provisions to codify association health plans, which allow small businesses and people who are self-employed to band together to purchase health care coverage plans, giving them access to greater bargaining power. Republicans also plan to appropriate funding for cost-sharing reductions beginning in 2027, which are designed to lower out-of-pocket medical costs for individual health care markets. House GOP leadership aide said it would bring down the cost of premiums by 12%. The new transparency requirements for pharmacy benefit managers also in the legislation aimed at forcing them to be more upfront about costs to employers. So you still have the Obamacare premiums that are set to expire. What Republicans are going to have to do, and again, this is if they don't extend them, which I still have a feeling that they probably will. But Republicans are going to have to go out and tell folks, look, the Democrats have made this unavoidable. The Democrats have, with Obamacare and with the health care provisions that they have done in the past, have made health care costs explode. And these subsidies were only supposed to be on for a short amount of time. It was not a forever type of funding. This is not how it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be on and expire. Now, the fact that, that wasn't conveyed the appropriate way, the fact that you didn't have Democrats warning people to save up or warning people that their health care cost was going to go up, that's on the Democrats. They should have been doing it. But instead, they get into this cycle, which, again, is why I think that ultimately you'll see the Obamacare subsidies continued for at least another couple of years, is because we never get rid of spending. We never get rid of it because people get attached to the lower cost. And if we increase cost anywhere, then it's bad politics. And bad politics leads to losses, and the Republicans don't want to lose in the midterm elections because they will be blamed. Even though the Democrats are the ones ultimately responsible, it will be the Republicans who are blamed for it, and they just don't have what it takes. They don't have the messaging to get out there in front of it. So that's why you see some of these quote-unquote moderate Republicans who are worried. It's because, well, they know they don't have the right messaging. They know they're not going to be able to convince people on the ground that it's the fault of the Democrats. The Republicans have been weak on messaging. They've been weak on Obamacare forever. Remember, this is it's the same Republicans that said we were going to get rid of Obamacare. That never happened. Yeah, the same party keeps coming back and saying, we're going to come up with a plan. We've got a plan. We're going to fix health care costs. They don't. They don't have anything. And it's an extremely difficult issue to, quote unquote, fix. Because the more time you spend fixing it, ultimately, the more government gets involved, and well, that's not always good. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. But that's just one of the latest votes out today. Let's see, where was this story? Yes. House GOP barely rebuffs attempts to rein in Trump on boat strikes in Venezuela. It's out of Politico today. The House GOP barely rebuffed attempts to rein in the president on his boat strikes that he keeps doing. House Republicans Wednesday beat back efforts to limit the president in his campaign against suspected drug smuggling boats in Latin America and block military action against Venezuela. The votes marked the first time the House has weighed in on boat strikes that began in September, the administration escalating pressure campaign against the Venezuelan president, which we'll probably hear about tonight. The president will be giving a speech at around 8 p.m. our time, and some have said that, yes, he's going to talk about some of the successes of the administration, but there's a very good chance Trump will be announcing the U.S. is going to war. Now, does that mean we're going to be sending in ground troops? Does that mean we're going to be invading Venezuela? What exactly does that mean if we are indeed going to war? And is that something we need to be doing? I'm fine with just bombing the boats. Do you want the U.S. to go to war with Venezuela? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Want to know what you think when we come back on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
TSN headlines. A Texan who was shot during that terror attack in Australia has now gone through several surgeries, and his family is raising money to pay for his recovery. Label Lazaroff is 20 years old, lives in College Station. His dad is a rabbi at Texas A&M. His family says Lazaroff had gone to Australia to build the Jewish community there. Texas Instruments has cut the ribbon on part of its $40 billion semiconductor plant. The company says the factory in Sherman will be able to produce tens of millions of chips daily to power phones, cars, and medical devices. Prosecutors say a Texas woman hid razor blades and baked goods at two Walmart stores in Mississippi. She was arrested this week after police say they identified her using store surveillance video. San Antonio police say crimes against people are down, but drug, gambling, and animal cruelty cases have increased. The police chief says overall crime in San Antonio is down 13%. Amarillo is using a new tool to help people survive fentanyl overdoses. They call it an OD rescue box. It's got Narcan, but when you open it, it'll automatically dial 911 and give dispatchers the location. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Alan Skaya.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free, and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition, and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Want to save big before the year ends? Case Construction Equipment in Asco can help you maximize your year-end tax savings. Talk to your tax advisor about bonus depreciation and Section 179 to see how you can save on new or used equipment. Whether you need an excavator, skid steer, or other heavy equipment, Asco and Case Construction have you covered. But don't wait. Visit ascoeq.com or contact your local Asco branch today and make the most of your year-end tax savings.
Top links weather forecast. Temperatures dropping overnight through morning into the middle 40s. So the wind's going to be gusty through the evening, and that's going to help keep the temperatures in the middle 40s by Thursday morning. But that colder air will arrive Thursday afternoon. High temperatures near 60 degrees, northeasterly wind, and 36 degree temperatures by Friday morning. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts and Lubbock's official with the station News Talk KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Brian Walsh was found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife nearly 3 years ago. Anna Walsh was 39 years old when her job reported her missing in January of 2023. Last month, before jury selection, Brian Walsh switched to a guilty plea on two lesser charges of misleading police and disposing of a human body. This trial focused solely on the charge of first-degree murder. Prosecutors allege Brian killed Anna on New Year's Eve, angry over an affair and stress over his own legal troubles involving federal art fraud. Surveillance video showed Brian buying things like cleaning supplies and new rugs. DNA on bloodstained items found in several dumpsters matched both Walsh's. Brian's search history even showed the questions, best ways to dispose of a body, and can you be charged with murder without a body? Anna's body was never found. The defense argued Anna suffered a sudden death and Brian dismembered her body and threw out her remains in a panic, but the jury didn't buy it. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
From the heart of the hub city to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, welcome back. To the Chad Hasty Show. Barry in Wichita Falls weighing in. Says, just wanted to wish you, now Merry Nick, your families, and all the listeners a very Merry Christmas and a joyous New Year. You two have filled 2025 with fun, entertainment, and important news to Texans and listeners around the world. I'm pretty sure you're both on Santa's nice list, that from Barry in Wichita Falls. Thank you, Barry. Have a Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year to you as well. Let's see. Over the next 2 weeks, Steve Evans will be filling in. And we'll also mix in some best ofs, like I know on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, all that kind of good stuff. We'll have some best ofs running. And let's see, I think New Year's Day we'll have a best of. Yeah, New Year's Day we'll have a best of. But Steve Evans will be here guiding you through the end of 2025. A little bit of ADD radio. Now, tomorrow we've got our friends on over at the Texan News. We'll have them on. And then on Friday, you know how we're going to end at least our portion of the year? A temper tantrum. We're going to bring, We've got Carl Tepper. He's going to stop by. Representative Tepper stopping by to talk about all the issues of the day. We'll see what he's angry about, what he thinks about all the news going on in the world, and so yeah, we'll visit with him coming up on Friday's program. So looking forward to that conversation. Now, there's a lot of back and forth about what Trump will, what he won't talk about this evening. You got old Tucker Carlson out there who is saying that lawmakers have told him that Trump is going to bring up a possible war with somebody. He's just going to say war is coming. Everyone's assuming it's Venezuela. You've got Axios saying, no, we haven't heard that. We have not heard that. We don't know what Tucker Carlson is talking about. So who knows? I think Trump's going to talk maybe a little bit about Venezuela. And, you know, some of the things that that have gone on with at least some of these the bombing of some of these boats, which again the left get over it. The left's obsession with how horrible it is that we're taking out these drug runners. Again, this is why you don't need to be in power. This is why you people on the left, you don't need to be in power. You want people to feel bad for the drug cartels that are out there. And you want people to think that Trump's just going around and, I guess, firing missiles at random boats in the Caribbean. Which, that's not happening. That's not happening at all. So who knows? He may get into a little bit of that this evening. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see. This on the app chat from Mark on the app chat. Says, Chad, what do you know about this James Tallarico guy? I keep hearing that he's a person of faith, a man of faith who likes to preach, that he's a uber Christian, but he's a Democrat. Something doesn't sound right. look, he has a, in my opinion, his Christianity, his beliefs do not align with what we read actually in the Bible. James Tallarico doesn't want you to hate the sin. James Tallarico still believes in abortion. You know, again, how do you square that? Tallarico believes in open borders. He's out there on record saying, you know, the border needs to be like our front porch, where we have a welcome mat, but also a lock. No, it doesn't need to be like our house. It doesn't need to be like our front porch. I don't want just random people hanging out on my front porch. I don't want random people coming up to my door. And by the way, the people who are coming up, hopefully they are still U.S. citizens. I want to prevent criminals from coming into the country. That's what I want. James Tallarico said, "Well, you can't talk badly about people and still love Jesus, really." You can absolutely talk about sin. You can absolutely talk about how there are things that are not right when it comes to what the left is pushing. there's some churches out there. I'll put air quotes. It'll make some people mad, but I'm going to do air quotes around churches. There's some churches that are out there who say that you can come to church and be however you want to be, leave and live however you want to live, and God just loves you because you show up. That there's no sin, really, that you don't need to feel bad about anything. You don't need to change your life. You don't need to change what you're doing. And that God's just going to love you, and you're going to be forgiven. And really, there's nothing to be forgiven for, because you just, if it feels good, just keep doing it. And we welcome everyone of every type, of every type, of every kind here. And we're not going to tell, we're not going to make you feel judged or anything. And that's kind of what James Tallarico believes. And I just don't buy that. I don't believe that. I think sometimes when you walk out of church and you go, I think that was aimed at me. Ooh, I feel convicted. I think that, it kind of hurt a little bit. I think that's good. When you tell the church, when you tell the congregation, everybody sins. Yes, everybody does sin. You want to pray for the person. You want to love the person, but you want to hate the sin. And as a Christian, you want to get better. You should want to get better. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line when we come back. Your phone calls, your texts. Your text and more. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hi, Angie. This is your phone here in the cup holder. Pick me up.
No, I'm driving.
Oh, look, a text from Mr. Dreamy.
Hush, driving here.
I'm getting an email. Gwen is giving away free bunnies.
No, you are so pushy.
I know. I need therapy. Let's search it now.
Phone, quiet.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An off-duty firefighter from Louisiana makes the Dean's List for pulling a woman from a burning car before it burst into flames. Andrew Nixon was driving home from a wedding with his fiance when he saw the car crash between a vehicle and an 18-wheeler. Not only that, but the car's tires were on fire. He saw that someone was trapped inside the vehicle, so he pulled over and ran out to see if he could help. Andrew used his bare hands to smash the windshield and injured himself in the process, but knew he only had a few minutes to get the woman out. He says somehow, by the grace of God, he was able to get in and lift her out before the car was completely engulfed in flames. Firefighters arrived on scene, and the fire chief says without Andrew, the woman would not have survived. She was airlifted to the hospital, and although firefighter Nixon's hands were cut and bruised, he says it was all worthwhile. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Home improvement advice with The Money Pit. Saturday afternoons at 4 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and on the KFYO app. 888 Money Pit.
On the Chad Hasty Show. What is this, final segment already? Wow. How about that? Just as we now begin to wrap things up on a busy show. Tomorrow we'll visit with our friends over at the Texan News, Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan. She'll join us. It'll be the final segment with her for the year. And then, of course, Friday, temper tantrum. So we've got that going on. And who knows who else we'll be visiting with over the next 2 days. You never know. You never know who we'll be visiting with. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Oh, where is this story? Hang on. This out of Newsweek. AOC leads J.D. Vance. For the first time in a hypothetical 2028 election matchup, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez holds a slight lead over Vice President J.D. Vance in a hypothetical presidential matchup, according to a new poll. The New York Democrat Congresswoman, known as AOC, edges the likely Republican nominee 51% to 49% in the Let's Get High poll released. No, that's not the name of it. Verisite poll released on Tuesday. The result was within the poll's 2.7% margin of error, marking the two candidates statistically tied. The poll asked voters who they would vote for if the election was between the two of them. Now, let me say this. Let's say there was an election between J.D. Vance and AOC. I could see at least 40% of the country voting for her. I could. I know some of you are laughing right now. Some of you are laughing. Some of you are going, you're nuts. Number one, you're going to have Democrats who are going to vote for whoever the nominee is, no matter what. They're going to vote for the nominee. Same with the Republicans. Whoever the nominee is, there's a certain percentage, and it's a very high percentage, who are going to say, yep, I'm going to vote for the nominee no matter what. It's a very high number. So if AOC were to somehow make it through the primary and win the nomination for the Democrats, which she could, she's viewed as a fighter. She has tried to not really moderate her position on anything in the last year, but she has tried not to be as wacko, I guess you could say. Here's something with AOC. And I've said this before. People think I'm crazy. AOC knows how to communicate with her base. AOC knows how to keep in constant contact with her base. AOC knows that when they were out there during Thanksgiving out in the Bronx, they were giving out turkeys. They were doing all this kind of stuff. Thousands of people showed up. They gave away hundreds of turkeys. They did a great job. She knows how to. She has studied how Trump uses social media, and she uses it in a very similar fashion to get her message across to her people. And remember what I've said, and even Scott Braddock and I, we talked about this, that both parties want a fighter. AOC is seen as a fighter. So am I saying that she's going to be the favorite? No. I don't think she's the favorite. Do I think she's going to win the nomination? No. But if she were to win the nomination, better be careful. Because there's really not that much of a difference between AOC and Gavin Newsom, and automatically people go, well, Gavin Newsom could become president. There's really not a big difference between the two. He's been governor. She's been in Congress. There's room. When it comes down to political positions, when it comes down to political beliefs, they're not that far apart. They're in lockstep. He's a far leftist. She's a far leftist. You know, the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democrat Party, that's not crazy anymore. That is not, well, it's crazy, but it's not crazy for the Democrat Party anymore. Let's see, Mark in California, would AOC be even old enough to run for president? You have to be 35 to be president. She is 36. So yes. Let me see this. Let me look her up real quick. Hang on. She was born. We share the same birthday. That's, oh, man. October 13th of 1989. I was born in 82. She was born in 89. Yes, she is. She is qualified, well, constitutionally qualified to be president of the United States. So, yeah, she could run. She could be, listed as VP somewhere. I still don't believe that our country is there where they want to vote for a communist. But look at what happened in New York. Look what happened in New York City. I'm just telling you. The Democrat Party, they keep moving further and further to the left. And her ideas, Mom Donnie's ideas, that's pretty mainstream now for the left. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.